constant doubt that keeps people from trying new things, the brick wall that prevents people from sharing their gifts from God with the rest of the world, the black abyss that separates people from a loving relationship with God. Fear, the excuse that is used all too often and has become socially acceptable. For me, fear is a constant struggle. Hi, my name is Emily Larson, and I'm a senior at Richland High. Growing up outside of Westside, fear was the determining factor for everything I did. At my old church, people made me feel so self-conscious and fearful of rejection that I stopped going. I thought being comfortable was more important than my relationship with God. For all of middle school and the first few years of high school, I lived by this philosophy, knowing that Satan and his fear inside of me dictated my life. It wasn't until my junior year that I finally had enough of being lost and full of fear. When I was first introduced to Westside, I was terrified. Terrified to be myself, terrified that people wouldn't accept me like they'd done my old church, terrified that I was doing this on my own, and scared that I would let the fear once again keep me from God's love. I couldn't have been more wrong. Westside was a refuge for my life. God gave me a safe haven from fear and the devil. He gave me friends that helped keep me accountable for my actions. He gave me incredibly intelligent mentors who had molded me into the person I am today. And he gave me a way to deal with my fear. Matthew 11, 28-30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God is such a loving God. He wants us to rely on him. He wants fear to disappear purely because we believe in him and all of his plans for us. I've been at Westside for 2 years now, and fear plays a very different role now. Not that I don't get fearful or second-guess my abilities or God's, but I'm able to overcome. I'm able to wholeheartedly trust in God's plans for me. Through the Lord's guidance, and yes, some pushing from loving members of this church, I am able to stretch myself to limits I didn't know I was capable, and as a result, impacts lives like I never would have been able to before. I am a member of the worship team now. I actually get up on stage and sing in front of people. If someone would have asked me to do this 2 years ago, I would have said no before they finished asking. I remember when I came home and told my mom that I was in worship band, she looked at me and said, "What have you done with my daughter?" But through this experience, I was able to lead people and demonstrate the importance and need for worship. I was doing what I always wanted to do, help people become closer to God. I'm also a member, I also help out with basic and with the middle schoolers. One night, Eric was off, so Katie Shalotta and I were in charge of leading the girls' small group. The only thought that ran through my head was that I can't possibly do this. I instantly went back to memories of my pastor leading emotional stories, the one that brought children to tears and perfectly applied to everyone's life in some huge way. But I was convinced there was no way I could do that. I was so nervous about telling those girls something wrong. I had this crazy idea that I had to have this perfect speech, but what I didn't realize was there was no need to worry about any of that. God had a plan for me that night. He had words already picked out for me to say to those girls, and he had planned those words to touch their lives in ways I couldn't have possibly imagined. God never fails us, and he never wants us to go through anything alone. He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to come back to his words, his wisdom, and his light. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." To be completely honest, I can't even believe I'm standing here in front of you. I have been consistently panicking about the speech for weeks, and yet I'm still up here speaking to you. All I can say is God is here, and he has changed my heart to become uncomfortable, if that means bringing others and or myself closer to him. So if there's one thing that Westside has taught me, it would be to forget fear and race towards the unknown. You all have helped me to trust completely in God and know that his plans are not only right, but perfect. As I go forward to Whitworth University and start my